I want
is my flat. Sorry.
Are you on a list for a flat or something? Is there a
Well, I'm going to be I'm going to be rehoused. Yes.
Right. So you're going to get
and me and my girlfriend will live there.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be hard because like she's known me since I was 8 years old, mm-hmm. so she knows me in and out. Like you know, she knows me like her own brother, you could say. And all I want is my own place for us to live.
Okay.
And yeah, I think I'd be very, very happy with her and yourself, but I'd love to have my own place.
So you get your own place and we'll be support for you, you know, whether
well,
it's
I want
medical help or advice.
Yeah, I want advice.
With your past and stuff.
Yeah, I want advice and help.
You know, because you don't want to keep this revolving door. Syndrome.
No, because I go in one and come out the other and it ends up going straight back to number one. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it actually started off where I didn't get on at school as a small child. And then where I was being beaten and that, I ended up getting locked under the stairs. My brother went to prison. My other brother got kicked out because he was fighting with my stepdad. Mm-hmm. And it just left me and my sister. Well, my sister eventually left and it was only me and I was ended up keeping prisoner under the stairs. So eventually I actually got out and I kept being punished till up to when I got to the age of after I left boarding school and I was still being punished, I actually fucked off and joined the army.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I went missing for all them years.
Okay.
And when my mum found out, she went off her head. And it started getting worse then and then ended up in prison, come out of prison. Met this woman, got married, was with her for 8 years, ended up getting divorced. And I was homeless and been up to homeless right up till that was, 9 years ago. I've been homeless up to a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here ever since. I was here before, but I ended up getting thrown out. Because it was a bit of a tear away. I think sometimes if it collapses, I find it harder to, you know, to get around and budget things like poll tax and TV licence, say for instance, having to pay your gas and electric, your bills. It's like a frightening experience for me.
Yeah, you need guidance or whatever to make sure you, know, you understand what the responsibilities are financially, you know, when you have to pay and stuff and when you have to pay it. Yeah.
Mm.